Live from the Rowe Auto Group Westbrook Auburn Studios, it's Ray Richardson on WLOB 100.5 FM.
Do you find yourself sobbing at the thought of your taxpayer-funded transgender basket weaving club losing its funding? You may be suffering from a common condition known as libtardism-induced meltdown. But don't worry, there's help. Introducing GrowAPair, the revolutionary prescription solution designed to help you accept reality. With just one dose a day, you'll start to understand that tax dollars aren't meant for gender numeral electric vehicle startups in Vietnam. After taking GrowAPair, you may notice life-changing improvements, such as smaller man boobs, the ability to fund your own transgender basket weaving without relying on Uncle Sam, and a newfound indifference to the defunding of the U.S. Department of Slope Sidewalk Studies. GrowAPair won't solve all your problems, but it can help you stop fixating on who's going to pay for DEI pudding packs in Cambodia.
Side effects may include dry mouth, increased common sense, employment, smaller man boobs, and lower taxes.
Ask your doctor if GrowAPair is right for you, because adulting is hard, but it doesn't have to be.
635, you're listening to 100.5 FM. I just love that. I do. I wish I had thought of it myself, but I didn't. It's 635. You're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. Come on, Dee Dee. I know you're prim and proper and miss geniality, but that was funny.
It was.
Yeah, of course it is. I should play it again. Let's play it again. Ooh, I love it so much. It's good. Let's play it again. In case anybody missed it. We wouldn't want them to miss it, right?
Do you find yourself sobbing at the thought of your taxpayer-funded transgender basket weaving club losing its funding? You may be suffering from a common condition known as libtardism-induced meltdown. But don't worry, there's help. Introducing GrowAPair, the revolutionary prescription solution designed to help you accept reality. With just one dose a day, you'll start to understand that tax dollars aren't meant for gender numeral electric vehicle startups in Vietnam. After taking GrowAPair, you may notice life-changing improvements, such as smaller man boobs, the ability to fund your own transgender basket weaving without relying on Uncle Sam, and a newfound indifference to the defunding of the U.S. Department of Slope Sidewalk Studies. GrowAPair won't solve all your problems, but it can help you stop fixating on who's going to pay for DEI pudding packs in Cambodia.
Side effects may include dry mouth, increased common sense, employment, smaller man boobs, and lower taxes.
Ask your doctor if GrowAPair is right for you, because adulting is hard, but it doesn't have to be.
All right, so everybody in the audience who goes to Dr. Champy, I want you to call him today and see if GrowAPair is good for you. The number 774-1222. Call him. I know. But here's the thing. This was humor, clearly. When the Democrats do stuff like this, it's grandma's going to go off the cliff in a wheelchair because we're cutting Social Security, which, by the way, we're not. Boy, did you see that old dude? I mean, is there anybody in Congress that's just not like 5,000 years old? I mean, some of them got to be fossilized or mummified or something. This guy, I will say this, the dude had good hair. He really did. He had brilliant white hair and a lot of it. Good for him. You know, well done keeping your hair that long. He did great. He really did. But amazing. This dude just lost his mind. And it was over, of course, Donald Trump and Elon Musk and how Donald Trump is going to cut Social Security. And Elon's going to do it, too. Except that they've been very clear they're not going to. Donald Trump has been very, very clear that he is not cutting Social Security. He has said so many times. We are not cutting Social Security. I even had a high school friend, somebody I think a whole lot of, who got hold of me and said, I know you're involved in this, and because of our age, you know, they're the same age as I am, you know, there was a lot of concern that Donald Trump's going to cut Social Security. And I said, well, he's been very clear that he's not going to. Well, you know, the media keeps saying, and I said, so the media has no decision here. I mean, they just lie because that's all they can do, because if they told the truth, it would benefit Trump, and that cannot happen. But Trump has been very clear. They're not cutting Social Security and not cutting Medicare. Now, what are they going to do? they are going to go after the waste, fraud, and abuse. I mean, do you honestly believe that every single check that goes out is proper? If you do, I got a bridge for you over a swamp. You can't actually see it, but I promise you it's there. And I'll give you a good deal. This is the old dude I was talking about. I don't even know what his name is, but it was. I watched the whole thing. It was hilarious. Really, very hilarious. Well,
imagine yourself.
Oh, it's a car commercial. Can you imagine that on C-SPAN of all things? It's a car commercial on C-SPAN. I thought that they were nonprofit. I guess they aren't.
Thank you.
Here it is,
Mr. Chairman. This is indeed a sad morning. Very sad morning. When this committee, the oldest and most continuous in the Congress, neglects its responsibility and essentially holds this hearing today to block any further discussion. The men and women on this committee are good people. They're honest and caring people. And that's why I do not understand why you would relegate this committee to no longer being of significance and resort to saying you will do whatever Elon Musk and Donald Trump tell you to do. Where's the independence of the committee? Where's the legislature? We're an equal branch of government. And you start off with a blather, and yet look at the empty seats here. Where's Elon Musk? I'm sure he's a genius and is a very credible person because of the wealth he's accumulated. But that does not put him above the law or the responsibility to come before this committee in this Congress.
If all right, you got to pause it right there. I want to make sure that you caught what he said. I am sure he's a very credible person because of the wealth he's accumulated. Think about that for a moment. So in the eyes of this old dude, I don't know what his name is. I don't care. I mean, they're all the same to me. Red, yellow, black, and white, I have disdain in my heart for all of them. Think about what he said. I'm sure he's a credible person because of the wealth he's accumulated, which means if you don't have great wealth in this old dude's eyes, even though he's a member of Congress and supposedly is a public servant, you don't have credibility.
He's so great. If these plans and all the fraud and abuse that he's found are so eminent, why isn't he here explaining it? You know why. Because he's out to privatize Social Security. He's been on television the last couple of days talking exactly about Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, and what he intends to do. Privatize it. The American people, some of them may have been born at night, but not last night. People are aware of this. Every single one of your districts, all the money that comes in monthly, and you have not done, you as a Congress, have not done anything in more than 54 years. And now you have someone coming in to privatize a system, something you have longed to do going back to 1982, because Elon Musk thinks that this is the best thing to do. President Trump has called Social Security a scam. Elon Musk, as the chairman, as Mr. Neal said, called it a Ponzi scheme.
All right, let's pause right there. It is actually a legal Ponzi scheme because the government's doing it. If you don't know how a Ponzi scheme works, let me tell you. You get in early. And then they keep bringing people in. And then they pay the people who got in early with the new people that have come in. And then the people that their money was used to pay the other people, well, you get more new people, and you just keep doing it, and you just keep doing it. If Social Security were to stop today, right now, and no one else had to pay into it ever, they couldn't pay the benefits. The amount of money it would take to pay the benefits that have been paid into would break the world. Do you know that? There are no hamsters in the country strong enough to run the wheel that prints the money in Washington. It couldn't be printed fast enough. And then inflation would be about 200%, like it was in Venezuela. Oh, you didn't know that? Yeah, I get that. I mean, it's nuts. The whole thing is nuts. It's crazy. Elon's not trying to privatize Social Security. That's not true. He's not trying to do that. He's trying to get rid of the people that have been abusing Social Security. And yet these people are fighting it tooth and nail. And do you know why? A bunch of them are getting kickbacks. How the hell do you go to Washington with an asset base of about $500,000, which means you've got a home that has some equity in it, maybe you have a few stocks or something like that, and you hang around for 10 years and you walk out $10 or $15 million in assets? How does that happen? Do you think that that happens honestly? Of course it doesn't. You know it, I know it, and anybody with a functioning brain knows it. And yet we empower it. We empower it. This guy's name is John Larson. He's a Democrat out of Connecticut. Boy, the nutmeg state's going crazy these days with Chris Murphy. Ooh, Lord. He's all been out of shape about this, but he's lying to everybody. Donald John Trump, the president of the United States of America, has said he's not going to cut Social Security. Now, if you consider no longer sending out checks to dead people a cut, well, then you're a dummy. If you consider no longer sending out checks to people who aren't eligible for them a cut, well, then you're a dummy. Let's just tell the truth. You're part of the problem. All of these programs are created by the government, and they may have good intentions. I am absolutely certain, having read her journals, that Frances Perkins had absolute great intentions when she helped shepherd through Social Security back in 35, I think it was. But what it's become today? Do you realize that Ukrainian refugees are eligible for Social Security benefits? Did you realize that? In 2022, Joe Biden signed an order and made them eligible. Do you think Ukrainian refugees have paid into Social Security? I mean, we're in Stupid Town here. They all talk about, and this old dude here, I mean, they're all old, let's face it. They're all old. Hell, I'm old, and they're older. He's going on and on and on, yelling and screaming in a committee hearing. They should have bounced him. The chairman should have gaveled him down and had him removed from the committee for his behavior. It gets worse, a lot worse. We're going to stop it here. These government programs are created for one thing, so that people can abuse them and use them. And it's wrong. And we all know it's wrong. Even the wackadoodles who don't care know it's wrong. They just don't care. This guy doesn't care. This is feigned outrage by him. He doesn't care. None of them care. And if you believe they do, well, then you're naive. Do you think Shelley Pengree actually cares? If you do, what has she done to demonstrate she cares? What has she done in her time in Congress since January of 2009? What has she done? What has she done that has made the first district of Maine stronger? and our people more prosperous. And don't tell me she's in the minority, because she's been in the majority as much as she's been in the minority. You think Shelley Pingree cares? Is that why she spends all of her time back in Maine all the time doing town halls and communicating with the people? Until this January, when Trump was re-sworn in, we were looking for proof of life on the gal because nobody had seen her. Even Speaker Johnson, when he was on this station, I asked him, did he have proof of life? And he said, well, I hadn't seen her either. Do you think they actually care? They don't. And they're unworthy of the position they hold. Because the position that they hold is a sacred bond between that position and the people of the district. They should hold that position with reverence. They should hold that position. I can't say the word, solemnity. Oh, I said it. Wow. Calamitous, isn't it? Deuteronomy. Dover, you listening? But they don't. They use it to enrich themselves. And if something good happens to come out of it while they're there, well, that's a benefit or an accident. Why would Joe Biden, at a time when the CBO is saying Social Security will be insolvent by 2032, completely insolvent, and they will either have to raise taxes dramatically or cut benefits, yes, cut benefits, because they won't be able to pay them all out. Why would Joe Biden, when those words were spoken repeatedly by the Congressional Budget Office, the CBO, the nonpartisan agency that scores bills and tries to provide a nonpartisan analysis of what's going on, why would Joe Biden stand there and say, if anybody wants to touch Social Security, I'm going to stop them? And people were like, Joe's a fighter for Social Security. No, he wasn't actually a fighter for Social Security. He was a loser. If it's going to go insolvent in 7 years, and they'll either have to raise taxes dramatically because they have prostituted this out, or cut benefits. If you're standing there, well, I guess he was sitting in, you know, and saying nothing's going to happen in Social Security, are you really a protectorate of it when you're being told by the people who time after time do the best analysis that it's going to be in serious trouble in 7 years, and you say we won't touch anything? Which is, by the way, not true. We lied about that. Biden cannot wake up without lying. They say he's a religious man. I have no idea, and it's not up to me to judge. But I'll tell you, I ask God every night for forgiveness of the sins I committed. If Joe Biden were to do that, he would never sleep. He said nobody's going to touch Social Security, and then he allowed Ukrainian refugees to be able to access benefits. It's on the Social Security website. You guys out there don't have to take my word for it. Somebody said to me the other day, Ray, you need to do this to be credible. I'm like, in whose eyes? I don't need to do anything to be credible. I don't care if you think I'm credible or not. I know what I'm talking about. The fact that you don't know what I'm talking about really isn't my fault. But you guys can go to the Social Security Administration, go to their website, and you can look up what I just said. Joe Biden allowed Ukrainian refugees to access Social Security benefits. So if we add more people onto the benefit, meaning they get money, but they didn't pay in, does that strengthen the program?
We fix people by fixing their car. I like being part of that.
It's a great feeling knowing that you've done something that looks good and you know the customer is going to be happy with.
We're doing